Big names sell music, a great review helps, and as it turns out, so does pie. That's what Walmart discovered when they offered a sweet potato pie inspired by a beloved musician. NPR's Andrew Limbong explains.
It's Walmart's sweet potato pie, based on a recipe by the singer and cookbook author Patti LaBelle. It's $3.48, and it has her face on the box. You'll have a hard time finding it in stores, though. It's sold out in a lot of places, and it's going for up to $40 on eBay. And that's all because of this guy.
I went and bought the Patti LaBelle pie.
A singer named James Wright posted this video to Facebook last week. He tastes the pie and breaks into song like he's in a Patti LaBelle musical.
Sweet potato Patti LaBelle, this is the Patti edition, honey. This is the on my own. Why did it end this way?
The video has racked up over 8.5 million views. Carrie Robinson is the VP for bakery and deli at Walmart. She says after the video dropped, they were selling a pie every second, nearly matching the bestseller pumpkin pie. This caused some supply issues.
We are working very hard with our supplier to try and produce more products. We're in the process of securing another 2 million pounds of sweet potatoes.
Banking on those 2 million pounds coming through by Saturday is Sarita Gates. She lives in New York City, and she's hoping to buy a couple of the pies this weekend.
I've been a fan of Patti LaBelle for, like, my entire life. Like, I remember my mother playing her in the home, and I have all the cookbooks. But after I saw the video, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go buy some pies.
To Sarita, it's not really about the taste.
I'm sure a lot of our grandmas can make sweet potato pies that are equivalent, if not possibly better, than Patti LaBelle's pie.
She sees the phenomenon as a celebration of Black culture.
People congregate around food. But this is kind of like the first time in a real way that the community, i.e., you know, Black people or people of color, have communed around food via the internet. Literally breaking bread.
And to participate in that, Sarita Gates says, is a treat. It's like Thanksgiving came early. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.